Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Yes, I am Justin Reed. This is our second installment of Reading the Word. We're continuing looking at Psalm 119. I encourage you to take your copy of God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, and read along with us. A couple of things we need to remind ourselves before we pick up with verse 4 here in Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is an acrostic. Each 8-verse section, and there are 22 of them, by the way, corresponds to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And it is no accident, no mistake that it happened that way, but instead by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And each verse in those 8-verse sections all begin with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So I find that amazing as someone who has tried to write things a couple of times, yet I had them published here and there, never considered myself a full-time author, although my mother is an English teacher. But still, we find all these things interesting. Now, as we're examining it, we're going to once again read the first 8 verses, and we will pick up our study on the 4th verse. Psalm 119 is the Aleph passage. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. As we're continuing to examine this, I hope that you're keeping in mind there are 10 different words that we find in these different verses that all refer to the Word of God. In fact, every verse in this psalm has it except for the 122nd verse. Of course, we're quite a little bit away from finding that, but regardless, we still need to point that out. When we last left off, we had just examined verses 1, 2, and 3, so we pick up with verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. We talk about diligence. Besides this, giving all diligence, Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. I think about what Paul told the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, although the word diligent doesn't actually is not in that verse in English, the same idea of diligence is conveyed there. I think about those in Acts chapter 2. This is the day of Pentecost after Peter has preached this amazing gospel sermon. 3,000 souls have obeyed the gospel. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. The Bible says, and they, who's they? The 3,000 souls in verse 41. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. So they're following what the disciples, what the apostles have taught. They're fellowshipping one with another, with other faithful Christians. They're breaking the bread. That means on the first day of the week, coupling this with Acts 20 and verse 7, they are assembling to partake the Lord's Supper, and they're also praying to the Lord God in heaven. So those in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, they were very diligent in how they were living their lives. Also think about the last verse of 1 Corinthians 15. A beautiful passage from the beginning to the end, a beautiful chapter, I should say. But 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, Paul says, therefore, he's summing it up so we should see what it's there for. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We need to be serving God with fervency. We need to always be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding, and in so we will be giving diligence to the Word of God. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, the 3rd chapter, 2nd and 3rd chapter, the Apostle John, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes to 7 different churches in modern-day Turkey called Asia Minor back then. And the church at Laodicea, they were lacking diligence. I'll be reading from Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 14. Through the end of the passage. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The church at Laodicea, they were lacking diligence. They weren't hot. They weren't cold. They were lukewarm. And because they were lukewarm, God would literally spew them or vomit. That's the same thing that the whale or the great fish did to Jonah in the book of Jonah. He vomited, he spewed him out on dry land. We see that's what God will do with those at Laodicea. That's what he will do with us if we are lukewarm. We need to have diligence. And lastly on this thought, I think about Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, the wise man Solomon. He had diligence. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. He says you need to be diligent in the work that you're doing. When we get to verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I think of John the Baptist, who was the cousin of Jesus Christ. His job, his sole purpose in being born, coming to this world, coming into this world, was to pave the way for Christ. And in verse 6, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Friends, we should be ashamed of our sins. The Old Testament tells us, be sure your sins will find you out. Sin is missing the mark, transgressing against the will of God. We should be ashamed of our sins. That will conclude my comments on the first section, the Aleph section on Psalm 119. We're going to pause here. I'll be right back, and Lord willing, we will continue with the Beth section.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Thank you for sticking around with us. You're continuing to listen to Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I am the minister at the Wood Church Christ, and I am honored to present this unto you. We're continuing our examination of Psalm 119. We're looking now at the Beth section. Beth is the B closest to the B in our English alphabet. Join with me as we read Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Well, as we're looking at the Beth section, verses 9 through 11, I'm not going to reread them since I literally just read them. I want you to think about a song that is in probably every songbook I have ever seen, and it's called How Shall the Young Secure Their Hearts? And it's based off of Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. I'm going to read the three verses to you real quickly. It says, How shall the young secure their hearts and guard their lives from sin? Thy word the choicest rules impart to keep the conscience clean. 'Tis like the sun, a heavenly light that guides us all the day, and through the dangers of the night, a lamp to lead our way. Thy word is everlasting truth, how pure is every page. That holy book shall guide our youth and well support our age. Now, you want to know what I really find interesting about this song? I love looking at songs that we sing in our songbooks. You ever look at who the author of the song is, and maybe their inspiration behind it? I think I know where the author pulled this, since it's pulled from Psalm 119. Now, the words are written by Isaac Watts, about 1719 from what we can tell. Written many songs in our songbook, but here's what I find really, really cool. Beethoven is the one that he had composed the musical notation. You know, the great Beethoven that the scholars like to quote and listen to, he's the one that composed the notation. I'm not going to sing it for you here, but he's the one that composed the notation for how shall the young secure their hearts. And he takes that from Psalm 119, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways. Now, adherence to the Word of God, for instance, in Luke chapter 15, would have kept the prodigal son at home. We must take heed to the Word of God. I tell you what, the greatest thing in the world is God's Word. And it's hidden in the greatest place, the human heart. That's what he says in verse 11. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And the greatest possible result is not sinning against God and the truth. And you say, well, how does putting it in the heart keep you from sinning? Does that automatically mean you won't sin? No, that's not what he's teaching at all. He's saying, thy word have I hid in my heart. I have committed myself to learning thy word. And in doing so, when I am faced with temptation, when I am faced with different scenarios, I recall what you have said for me to do. That's the thought behind it. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Verse 12 says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. That's a doxology. In fact, there's a song in the songbook called doxology. The end of the book of James, or James has some doxologies. The end of Jude has some doxologies. Doxology is just a liturgical formula of praise to God. Look, he says, blessed art thou as God, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. And that tells us something very important without coming right out and saying it. That tells us that we can be taught, therefore we can understand, therefore we can obey the word of God. Look at verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. That's one of the key things of daily Bible study and faithful attendance at all services, as much as in all riches. And the programs here on this station at this time and the preceding 15 minutes and earlier in the day, great way to help you increase your daily Bible study. Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts, have respect unto thy ways. When beginning the book of Psalms, David wrote, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The psalmist is one who has a great respect for the word of God, and he's constantly thinking about, meditating upon, drawing thoughts from the word of God. Look at verse 16, if you will, of Psalm 119. Says, I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. I'm reminded of what Peter said unto Jesus Christ in John chapter 13. Peter said unto him, Lord, why can I not follow thee now? He says, I will lay down my life for thy sake. Peter wanted to follow Christ to the very, at least Peter said he wanted to. We know the denials of Peter and all that follows thereafter. But Peter wanted to follow Jesus. Peter also said, for instance, in John chapter 6, about verse 68, he said, after the multitude had left Christ, and John 6 and verse 66, what I would say is one of the saddest verses in all of Scripture, where the Bible says that many left Christ and many never followed him anymore. Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, are you also going to leave me? And Peter said, Lord, where can we go? You're the one that has the words of eternal life. How true Peter was. We see that Peter was willing to follow the word of God to the end. The psalmist in Psalm 119 says, I will not forget thy word. Why will he not forget thy word? Go back to verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart. He has committed it to memory. Maybe there are certain passages that you have committed to memory. Maybe John 14, for instance. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. That passage. Maybe you've committed Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maybe you've committed those passages to memory. You understand what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I would encourage you to commit some passages. Some of the more frequently referenced passages, like Acts 2:38, for instance, or other passages. Because if you put the Word of God in your heart, you won't forget it. That's going to conclude for me. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week before you know it. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed.